Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
stay warm, everybody. We'll keep you updated with our news bulletins and our travel bulletins as well throughout the morning here on Today FM. Just looking at some of the stories. Electricity use hit a record high yesterday afternoon, apparently, as the country turns up the heat to beat the freeze, because it is very bloody cold out there. So that's going on. There was a lovely photograph as well earlier on, which I was talking about, of Caelan, Cathy and Mary Ellen Roach in their snowbound garden at the foothills of the Galtee Mountains. But their neighbours, this is good. Neighbours kind of come out and help out in these kind of situations as well. A guy called Porrig Gallahu, and he was helping them clear a path in their block driveway with his tractor. Good man yourself, Porrig. It's been noted. Oh yeah, it's been noted. Good man. But it is. So stay warm, everybody. Wrap yourself up and be careful. And do walk like the penguin, like we said we want you to do. We have got Simon Harris, the Taoiseach, on, the current Taoiseach. Simon, what's the latest update from the government? If possible.
Well, Ian, I want to be very clear about this. Okay. What we are witnessing in this country is a multi-weather event, and we are currently transitioning between multi-weather events, and we are listening to Met Éireann and the science and state agencies, which recognise geographical variations. But let's be clear about this. This is a serious situation.
It sounds very serious, all right?
Yep.
Particularly the way you're saying it there. But haven't we seen weather like this before on loads of occasions? Like, we've been here before, Simon.
Well, I want to be very clear with the people of Ireland. Mm. We have issued yellow warnings, orange warnings, red warnings, and we will go and issue a purple warning if necessary.
What? Purple? What the hell is purple? A purple
warning? Purple is basically Jesus Christ, call in the army and cling on to that pan of Brennan's bread like it's your own baby.
Okay, Simon, just hang on there for a second.
That's no problem.
Donegal coming in. Okay, right. Hello, Donegal.
How are you doing, Ian? How are you? It's Daniel here.
How are you, Daniel?
Listen, I was listening to you there, and I think we're getting carried away with all of this weather stuff, to be honest with you now. Because I remember the big snow of 82. Do you remember that at all, Ian?
On 82?
You would have been on the radio there.
Yes, I would,
82.
Yeah.
And I remember Donegal and the whole lot freezing our nads off up in Donegal in 82. I remember pushing a VW Beetle up a hill in Glenties. Snow everywhere, blanket snow.
Right.
And all I could hear, well, there was nothing around but snow, but all I could hear was a muffled sound of this song, and I'd put my hand over it. It was a muffled sound. I've been waiting for a girl like you to come in.
Foreigner!
Now, but there was no cars, just this sound coming out of the snow.
Right.
So we started digging, and 16 feet down in the snow, there was Mickey Boner inside a Mazda 323 listening to Foreigner and puffing on a Benson and Hedges like it was his last smoke. I mean, that's real cold, Ian. That's real, real cold. That's real cold.
Daniel, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hang on. Sorry, Simon. Simon, are you still there, Simon? Yeah. Eamon Dunphy's on. Hi, Eamon.
Yes, good morning, Ian.
Good morning.
I agree with your last caller, Daniel O'Donnell,
yeah, legend.
In our day, we had real weather events, not this puffery, not this Met Éireann spoofology, Theresa Mannion going for a Golden Globe on radio ads, like Penelope Pitstop is shouting and roaring and just trying to excite the whole country. She should have got a Golden Globe, but we had terrible, 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 desperate cold.
Nice.
I remember 1958. Playing football in Stella Maris in Drumcondra, minus 22 degrees Celsius, Ian. Minus 2 degrees. Now, there were stalactites on the football.
Really? They're the ones that go down, are they?
Well, they were all around it, as far as I could see.
Right,
okay. So the football looked like one of those old scientific models of a coronavirus.
Right.
If you headed the ball, you were dead instantly, right? Because it spiked you. It spiked you. It was like a weapon out of Gladiator.
Yeah.
Now, there was a young lad, nice lad, Sammy the Statue, we called him.
Remember Sammy
him,
the John? Statue.
Yeah, remember him, Eamon? Sammy the Statue, Sammy
that
Eglinton.
There as well. Go on.
Sammy Eglinton, goalkeeper, Ian. Now, he froze solid in the goal, and nobody noticed for 2 days. Now, he wasn't a great keeper, Sammy, so he didn't move much anyway, so there wasn't really nobody noticed. But Sammy, there's a statue of, well, he's known as Sammy the Statue. That was real cold.
Yeah.
If the goalkeeper is frozen solid.
Exactly. That was real, real stuff. Simon, real weather. Real cold, minus 20, come on.
Well, I want to be very clear about this. I want to extend my sympathies to Sammy the Statue and his family, because this is a serious, serious situation. Serious situation.
Okay. All right, thank you very much. Sorry, just stay there for a second, Simon. Michael Flatley is on with us as well. Hello, Michael, how are you? Long time.
Tap of the morning to you,
you know. Long time, no talk. How are you?
I remember Begabs as a young buck in Chicago 40 years ago. I was digging ditches and washing plates during the week and doing gigs at the weekend. And I remember Paddy's Day, 1984, Begabs.
Yeah.
Minus 35 degrees,
stop.
Be Jesus. I'm on a bandstand in Chicago.
Yeah.
I'm about to do an old tune. I look down and me flute is frozen solid. And I tell you, there's nothing worse than a man trying to blow his own flute and nothing coming out. My motto is, if me flute is working, it's not that cold. And this morning, me flute has never sounded better.
Ian Dempsey. Playing the music you love.